Well, I'm so pleased to see the Sunday school back here in church at this regular time slot during Lent and during Easter and everything. We didn't have really much of a chance to be together, but I'm very pleased that right after Easter, this first Sunday, we're together. What the deacon read is the first gospel. This is the first message that comes to us after Easter. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with God. In other words, it is the beginning of Christ's life with us. Who knows what's coming up this week? What's coming up in a couple days? Who knows what day it is? Yes. April 24th. That's right. Because you know why it's coming up? Because today's April 22nd, right? Is there April 24th in China? Yes, there is. There's April 25 in China too. It's April 26. So what is April 24th? What does it mean? Who knows what it is? Yes. Armenian Genocide. Armenian Martyrs Day, Armenian Genocide. So that's the day that we remember 1.5 million Armenians who died. And if you can, I know it's hard for us to imagine, but can you imagine how big Pasadena is? Do you live in Pasadena? Do you live in Glendale? You live in these areas, right? Somewhere in these areas. Imagine if you took everybody from Glendale, from Pasadena, all the way out to Laverne, and all the way out to the beach, this whole area like this, and then all of a sudden, there was nobody there. Everybody. Like the houses. Nobody in the houses. Nobody in the streets. Nobody in the churches. That's how big 1.5 million people are. Right now, Pasadena, I think it's something like 120,000 people. So figure that it's about 1/10, 1/11 the size of what we're talking about. So you take it all and go away. Nobody. That's how big we lost. And we lost so many people. Now, what did the Turks want to do? They wanted to kill every Armenian. But more than that, the Turks wanted no existence. They didn't want Armenians to exist. So, what are you doing today? Are you Armenian? Are you Turk? No, you're Armenian, right? Okay. So now, first of all, by being here, we have won, right? See, the Turks tried to do something, but they couldn't. By you being here, they wanted to close all the Armenian churches. In fact, they thought they were smart because they knew the Armenian people were the first Christian nation. So you know what they did on April 24th? This is why we remember April 24th. They brought out all of the clergy, the intellectual. They knew that if they could cripple the church, they could take care of the rest of the people. So they tried to kill the church. That was the number one thing that they tried to do. They figured if they could close up the churches, nobody would follow along. In a few minutes when I do my Armenian sermon, I'm going to talk more about what they did to the church, because I have this incredible book that I read. One day when you get older, I want you to read it. It's about 1,500 Armenian clergymen who were killed during the genocide and how they were killed. But what's important for us now? What's important for us? Because right now Deadeye has been talking about history. Now we're going to talk about us today. If you want to beat somebody, if you want to beat up somebody, what do you have to do? You have to be stronger than that person, right? Right? You all know that, right? If you want to beat up somebody, you have to be stronger, right? Or there's another way too. If you're not as strong, what's called leverage. You're going to learn this in science. I hope the big ones have already learned this, right? If you want to move, like, let's say, a big car, you can't pick up a car. But if you put a lever under it, and you put a little something underneath it, you can really move a car. You can move something, okay? Jesus was one of these people who felt that we could move people not by mere power, but by the power that's inside. That's what the deacon read today. Jesus said, if you believe in my name, I will give you power to be sons of God. If you believe in me, I will give you power to be sons of God. Jesus gives us the power to move mountains. And we can make a stance against what Turkey did. Because right now, if we go out there and we try to fight, it's like David and Goliath. There's millions and millions and millions of Turks out there. And you know what? They got prime property. They took our Armenian mountain. They took Mount Ararat. They took all of our things. And now they're lying. They're trying to tell people that the genocide didn't happen. And there's only 7 million Armenians in the whole wide world. And out of that 7 million, there's about half of them that don't even care. So you're left with about 3 million Armenians that really can't fight giant Turkey, but you can if you follow what Jesus said. Jesus said, to everything that people do, if they do bad to you, repay them with kindness. Repay them with love. And that's what we're trying to do here at this parish. It's a tough, tough, tough thing. Because it's always easier to go out there and spit on people. It's hard to do what Jesus said. And we're trying to do that. If you notice what we've done during this past year, we stood up as a community with our young people and we raised money for people in Africa, in Mexico. Why? Because, not because they're special people, but the people in Africa and Mexico are the same people like us. 1.5 million Armenians were killed, and then our great-grandparents that came to this country had nothing, nothing in their arms. So we tried to help them. Then we went and we met with some Tibetan people as Armenians, Christians. We went and we listened to what they were doing. In Tibet right now, what they're doing, they're forcing hysterectomies on young 14, 15-year-old girls. Forcing hysterectomy. Why? Because that's genocide. If they can't have children, what happens? There's a genocide. So as Armenians, we took our kids because of our philosophy. We went and we met with them and we made mandalas. This Tuesday, we're going to raise blood, not for Armenians, but for people all around us. In place of evil, we are repaying that with kindness and with goodness that only God can give us. And you know what's going to happen? That the next time something happens, and the next time we as Armenians need something, they're not going to look at us and say, oh, look at the Armenians. They're the ones who always have these problems. They're going to say, those are the Christian people. Those are the ones who are out there helping people. Let us run to their assistance. That's what's called leverage. That's what's the ability to be able to change and move mountains because of the good and the love that you have in your heart. You see, we as Armenians, we claim we're the 1700th anniversary, 2000 years of Christianity, but we've never really tried to implement what the gospel is teaching us. And this is where we come in today here in Pasadena. I know we have a lot of work to do, but we're going to do it. And I want to just tell you that each of you, if you remember one thing that you're going to, I talked a little to everybody, but to the most young people, this is all you have to do. You want to beat the Turks for what they did to us? You have to become the best person possible. You have to have love in your heart. And when you come back as an older person and you're making a lot of money and you're doing everything, you're doing really good, don't ever be ashamed to tell people you're Armenian, and don't ever be ashamed of your Armenian church. This church. Okay? Armenian church. You come to Armenian church, you support it, you help it, and you know what? You've already taken care of what the Turks have tried to do. You've already taken care of what they tried to do. So, a little later on, we're going to remember in my Armenian sermon more detail about the genocide. Today, for my youngest people, just keep up what you're doing. Become the best that you possibly can become, best Christian Armenians, and you'll see that that is the biggest insult to Turkey right now, because what they tried to do is close down all our Armenian churches. And this morning in our Armenian church, we're praying together, and you as the new generation are bringing life into this church. God bless you. And may the memory of our martyrs always shine within us to give us the inspiration. Amen. Anhori vortvoje vokvin serpo. Amen.